Hi, y'all. Welcome to a new episode of Heartland. I'm so excited, as always, to share this episode with y'all. It's been a couple of weeks since I uploaded an episode. I'm so sorry about that. It literally turned into an unplanned hiatus, but we're back now. I'm recording a couple new episodes this week that I'm super excited about. But today I'm chatting with Erin Reese. She's a 17-year-old singer, actor, and dancer from Florida. And when I found out about her, I was really excited to have her on the show because she's 17 and she's already accomplished so much in her career and is really ambitious about chasing her goals. And I love that. And I feel like that's something that I also really want Heartland to represent because I resonated with her, and you guys will hear her story when she talks about just knowing what she wanted to do when she was 5 years old. And I know that's not the case for everyone. And whenever you kind of discover one of your passions or something that you really want to pursue, I think she was just a real big inspiration of like, this is what I'm going to do and this is what it takes, and I'm going to do anything I can to inch closer to that. And I think that's really cool for her to have that mentality and establish that at 17. So I'm really excited for you guys to hear her story. She has a new single that just came out. It's called Hometown Heart. It's super cute. If you're a pop country girl, you definitely have to give it a listen. But without further ado, here is our little conversation.
All right. Well, Erin, welcome to Heartland. I'm so excited to have you.
It's nice to be here.
Yay. Okay. Well, I'm really excited to chat with you because when I found you and heard about your story, I thought it was so inspiring because you're 17 and you're pursuing your dreams. Like, it's just the coolest thing ever to see. I love seeing young people just kind of like figure out what they want and go for it. And I feel like you're totally doing that, which is awesome.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Okay. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for someone who might be new? Like, give us your little elevator pitch.
Yeah. So I am an actor, singer, and dancer. I've been doing it since I was five. It's been a journey. I started singing when I was like around 12 years old. I started in musical theater, and I started, you know, recording and making originals when I was like 13. And yeah, it's been a journey. It's been amazing.
Wow, that's so cool. So it was just like always what you wanted to do. Like,
I started modeling when I was five, and I loved it. So. And I'm like, you know what? Let's step it up a notch. Let's start dancing. So I started dancing at six. I was a competitive dancer for a while. And then I started acting when I was seven. And I was like, wow, this is a lot of fun. I actually enjoy doing this. And this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I made that I said that when I was like eight. I'm like, this is what I want to do until I die. And I told my parents, they're like, okay. So, I've been dedicated to all that since a very young age.
Wow, that's so cool. I feel like it's kind of uncommon to discover that at such a young age. Like, did you notice that with your friends when you were like, this is what I want to do and I know, and they're kind of like, I don't have that.
Yeah, my friends were like struggling, but like deciding if they want to be a firefighter or a police officer. It's like, I already made up my mind.
Yeah, totally. That's so cool. Is there something that kind of like inspired you to start like taking it seriously and being like, okay, this is something that, like, this is the only thing for me. Like, this is what I have to do.
My family, like my mom and dad and I, we go on our family trips. And one of our trips was going to the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. And just seeing all, like, just looking at the stage and just seeing it. And I actually took a picture on it. And I'm like, I'm going to be here one day. I'm going to be singing on this stage one day. And that's my goal in life. And just like looking at all the old photos of all like the stars that sung on that stage, I'm like, this is very like inspirational. This is what I want to do. That's my goal.
That is so awesome. I went to the Opry last year, and it's such a cool experience because you have all of those artists in one night. And I tell everyone who goes to Nashville, I'm like, you have to go to the Opry because
it's amazing.
Even if you don't want to be a singer, like, it's just such a Awesome experience. Oh my gosh,
Yeah.
that's awesome. Yay. Okay, so you had a new single come out on
Did.
Sunday, which
Yeah.
is so exciting. I listened to it. I got to listen to it early. I feel really special. But I loved it. It was so cute.
You.
What was your inspiration for the song?
Well, I just put like my whole like just my life experiences into it. Mainly just about my family and about me, and just it's just like an ongoing like journey of like, of me and, going to California and spending like over 5 years going between California and Florida. It was crazy. So it's
Yeah.
just about my life, and I might be in California going on red carpets, but I always end up coming home because that's where my heart is and that's where my family is.
Oh, that's super cool. I love that message. That's
Yeah.
awesome. When I listened to it, my favorite part was your Sam Hunt reference. He's like my favorite.
I know. We
I was
made
like, she's my
that. I'm like,
girl.
we made that when we were like thinking about that. We all laughed. We were like, this is amazing. People are gonna love this
I loved it. He's my favorite.
part.
And then what was the writing process like? Because I know this was your first time writing, right?
Yeah, it was. It
Okay,
was
so cool.
interesting. It was so just, it was cool to just be there in the moment as I got to write with Jamie Floyd. She's Grammy nominated, which was also amazing. And so she taught me a few tips and tricks. And it was a little nerve-wracking at first because, you're in a room full of people and you're just throwing like words out, trying to like come up with stuff. But it was definitely amazing. It was so cool, and I'm glad I got to like experience it.
Yeah, that's so fun. I feel like I've always wanted to be in a writer's room. I'm not a singer, but I feel like the creativity that's there is just, it seems so cool.
Like we were there and it felt like only 30 minutes and it was like 3 hours and we were
Wow.
low.
That's so awesome. Was it, because I'm sure you were obviously the youngest one in the room, is it kind of intimidating walking into situations like that, or are you kind of used
Yeah,
to it
it
by
was. It
now?
was a little intimidating because it was my first time, of course. So I sat there for a good amount of time, just like thinking, because I'm like, I don't want to say like the wrong thing, and they're gonna be like, eh, no. But
Totally.
literally, they would look over at me and they're like, listen, Erin, just spit out anything. It doesn't matter. So like, we started talking about my life, and that's how like Hometown Heart came alive, because I just started talking about my life, and they're like, this is amazing. So
Oh.
that's how Hometown Heart came up. Yeah.
That's so cool. I love hearing stuff like that because I think it's so cool that you're just like, this is what I'm doing and I don't care. And you just seem so confident. So I love that.
Well, thank you.
And then what made you want to switch from pop to more of a country sound?
I mean, I've always loved country music growing up. My family raised me, with country music and Christian music. So I've always loved it. And yeah, my second song, I'm Good, was a lot more poppier, and I loved it. But I'm like, country's more my style. So I kind of, but I also like the pop at the same time. So I'm like, you know what? Let's do like a country pop. I'm like, let's like mix it up a bit. So that's what I really love about my music is that, it's not too country, but it's not too popish. So.
No, totally. And I feel like there's a genre of that right now that's becoming really popular with like Sam Hunt, Shay, Thomas Rhett. Like, and I, some people like it, some people don't. I'm a big fan, but I think that's cool that we're kind of pushing boundaries and we can get country artists on top 40 pop radio. So I
Yeah,
think that's
it's
really
incredible.
cool. Yeah, so I'm glad you're jumping on that bandwagon. And then what do you hope people get from the song?
Definitely, I want the listeners to definitely relate to it. That's what I really want in my music. I want people to relate to my music, and when they listen, I want them to be like, whoa, that happened to me. Like that's me, because that's what I want to feel when I listen to songs. I want to be able to relate to it. And obviously, I definitely want to spread positivity in my songs too. So after someone listens to my music, I want them to feel uplifted to just like, go out and just do something like, good. And so that's what I want my music to do to
I
listen.
feel like that's such a great intention.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing. I feel like we all have those special like songs and albums that it's like you feel like they wrote it for you, and that's
Yes.
such a cool feeling.
Yes.
Yay, that's awesome. Okay, so you've been doing this and in this industry for such a long time, and you're still so young, which I think is amazing. So what do you feel like is the most important important thing you've learned on your journey as an artist so far?
To definitely stay grounded and humble and like be surrounded with positive people, because that is so important. And trust me, I've learned.
Me too, girl. Me too.
Like, I've learned from, like, you know, past mistakes. But yeah, that's like one thing I've learned.
Yeah, no, that's such a great message, because I feel like especially when you're super driven and focused on your goals, there are going to be people who unfortunately are threatened by that. Yeah. And I think it's important to understand that, like, there is room for everyone and success for everyone. So if someone doesn't see that, like, you can't have them on your journey, because they're never going to support you.
Yeah, because California, even though, like, it can be negative and positive. And I've met a lot of people who are, like, we went to the same audition one time, like, a friend and I, and they were very competitive. It's like, listen, it's fine. Because then I got a call back, and it was just, she didn't like that very much. And I'm like, well, if, you know, if you were a true friend, you'd actually, you know, that you'd care and you'd be like, wow, congratulations. But you didn't, you got mad. And I'm like, no. So yeah, definitely learned.
I think everyone goes through that too. Mm-hmm. At some point in time, like, everyone has to experience it, whether it's good or bad. And then if you could go back and tell yourself just starting one thing that you know now, what would it be?
Oh man. there's so many. To keep your family really close. Like, make sure you call them every day. And, like, make sure you tell them what is happening. Even if it's the littlest thing, just, like, call them and just tell them.
Ooh. Yeah. I love that. Oh, that makes me so happy. I love hearing that, because that's so important. Like you said, I love how your value is like staying grounded, being with family, like where you're from, because it is so easy when you're pursuing your dreams and you just are working so hard to kind of like lose that and not have a sense of self and identity to come back to. So I love that that's something that you value. That's really cool. And then what advice do you have someone who looks up to you and is also wanting to pursue the entertainment industry and music?
To definitely just believe in yourself. And again, stay humble, stay grounded, you know, be surrounded by positive people that, you know, like lift you, and just stay with people that actually love and care about you. And you know, you're going to fail, but that leads you to success. Trust me, I know. So, but yeah, it's just like believe in yourself.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. That's such good advice. Okay. I have a little Q&A section if you're up for it.
All right.
Of questions people sent in. Okay. So first one is, are you working on any new music?
I am. I will be, I'm working on some new music. I'm actually starting to work on some Christian music right now, which I'm super excited about, and they will be released later in the year.
Oh my gosh. Yay. So exciting. Is it fun kind of like dabbling in all these different genres and getting to find your sound as an artist?
It is. Cause that when I, my first song, Little Miss Hollywood, that I released, that's, you know, I was like setting myself and I'm like, this is who I am. And then when I did I'm Good, that was definitely like a little different than Little Miss Hollywood. So in each song that I do, I kind of like dabble in a little bit of like a different sound.
Totally. That's so fun. I feel like it's cool to experiment with those different things, because you're going to find elements of each of those genres that resonate with you and create your sound. So I think that's amazing. And then, okay, next one is, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Ooh, definitely in a Marvel movie. That is like, that's my dream. I want to be in a Marvel movie so bad.
That is so fun. I love that.
I want to perform on the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes, girl.
Yes. And I don't know, like, those are like my two like main goals. Like, yeah. That I wanted.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I'm like so excited to see those happen.
Yes.
They will. Oh my gosh, that's so fun. A Marvel movie. Is there like a specific like universe that you want to be in, or you're just like, I will take any Marvel movie? Okay.
Anything.
I love it. No, that's so fun. Marvel movies are the best.
They are.
And then if you could collab with any artist, who would it be?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Definitely either Kacey Musgrave, Dolly Parton, love her.
Oh my gosh, Dolly is just the ultimate.
I know, right? And especially like I was in two of her movies, and so it's just.
Yes, I saw that. I like fangirled over you. Oh, I was like, "That's did you get to meet her?"
No, I got to meet her sister. Dolly was on set one day, but they closed it, and so I wasn't allowed because I wasn't shooting that day. Which was really sad. I was like, oh, it was better.
At least you were in her essence.
I know. When I went on to set, I'm like,
totally. Oh my God, I love that.
I got to meet her sister though, and she was the sweetest. But we did call Dolly, and that was amazing. I'm like,
that is so cool. I feel like I would just like want to ask her everything. Like I don't even know like
what I would say. It was a crazy experience. I'm like, whoa. But Stella, her sister, she told us about like their stories growing up, and I'm like, this is like crazy. I love it. So yeah, Dolly, I love Dolly so much.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. I want to see the you, Casey, and Dolly collab, like all of you.
Oh yes.
That's what the world needs.
Yes, it needs it. Yeah.
I agree. All of you on the Offer stage. I'm manifesting it right now. Oh my gosh, that's so fun. And then the last one was, if you could play any venue, what would you play? But we know.
Yeah, Grand Ole Opry. Come on.
You're like, duh, that's the only one.
The only one. One and only.
I love it. Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Well, thank you for coming on. Oh, you're like so... Of course, you're so adorable, and I'm... love like your passion and your dreams have inspired me so much. I know they're going to inspire everyone, and don't ever lose sight of that because you're just amazing. Oh, you're going to teach all of them. I'm so excited. You're welcome.
All right, y'all, that is it for this week's episode of Heartland. I really hope you enjoyed it. As always, I'll have everything linked down below, Erin's music and social media links, as well as mine, and I will see you guys next week.